3 o'clock. This is Wacky Louisville, WAKY Louisville, and the Wacky Talk Show. This morning we're discussing where we come from. The numbers are 583-8803, 583-8804, 583-8805, and 589-WAKY. Where we come from. Now, from the opening lines of Genesis, the Bible goes on, explains the entire creation, the fishes, the animals, and man, each separate and created after its own kind. The theory of evolution, on the other hand, says that all creatures of the earth had a common beginning, probably in the oceans, and that by a process of natural selection, the one basic form of life eventually developed into all the different types of life we know today, from the man to the cockroach. Now, there are other theories as well that man was placed here, or perhaps that mankind is the offspring of beings from another planet. So what's your theory of the creation? What's the origin of man, God or evolution? Or do you believe evolution to be a tool of God? Or perhaps you have other theories. 583-8803, 583-8804, 583-8805, and 589-WAKY. Give us a call now. The lines are open. And we'll be back in a second.
This week, WAKY Music Radio presents new releases from the Eagles. W-A-K-Y.
It's 303. This is a Wacky Talk Show. Once again, the numbers are 583-8803, 583-8804, 583-8805, and 589-W-A-K-Y. Once you get to the phone ring, please hold on. We're getting to your call as soon as you can. We're going to go to the phones now. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello? Okay. This is Wacky. You're on the air.
Yeah, who is that?
Hello, how you doing?
This is Danny.
Yeah,
you're talking about the how the world started, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, as far as the Bible, do you agree with, do you believe in the Bible, you know, what it has in there, you know, Genesis like?
Well, I don't know if I believe it exactly or not, but I believe perhaps in a creator.
Well, do you believe, like, Adam and Eve and all that?
Oh, well, I that's the part I'm not sure about. I don't believe so.
You don't?
No.
Well, I was talking to our preacher, and he said that one morning, about the end of the beginning and all.
Yeah.
And he said, as you go back, keep going further and further back in the time, he said that eventually it turned out that, you and me, if you go back far enough, that we all would be related in some way to Adam and Eve.
Yeah, well, he's basing that on the belief in the Bible. On the other hand, if you don't believe in the Bible, then you couldn't say that necessarily.
I think the way it all started, Adam and Eve, okay, they had kids and it went on, on. And then, they said, on the ark deal and all that, they had two animals, one male and one female.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way that all the animals started.
So you believe the Bible exactly as it says?
Yeah, myself. That's just me.
Yeah.
Other people, say you wouldn't believe it all, right?
Well, I don't know for sure, but, I tend not to believe it. On the other hand, I don't believe the theory of evolution.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Certain parts in there, you kind of wonder about, right?
Well, not certain parts, a lot of it.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. I've read, I haven't read it all, the Bible all the way through, but I've read parts of it, that I just couldn't believe, that it really happened, and I don't guess anybody could unless they were there,
Yeah. Well, I believe that all the stories in the Bible, I believe, happened. I really do, but it's the description of the causes of the stories that I tend to doubt.
I don't know whoever wrote, they say that the real Bible, the actual Bible was a scroll, and I think, the people that, write the Bible, and print it,
yeah.
I think they, what they do is kind of leave some parts out, that really, kind of messes the Bible up.
Yeah, well, that's been charged before, and of course there have been other things that have been found, like the Dead Sea Scrolls. They found the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah,
and that kind of that kind of helped, bring some, I don't know what you call it, belief back to the Bible, because people suggested that perhaps the Bible had been changed, and like Isaiah, they found a complete copy of Isaiah in the Dead Sea Scrolls, and they found that it was the same as in the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know. There's certain parts in the Bible that, really make you wonder, if it really did happen. Because they change it so that, that you can't really believe. And that's the way they do it with a lot of stuff. They change it around, the authors or whoever writes the stuff, and you can't really, I guess, grasps it all, you know. What?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, take it all in, really.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
No, I just thought I'd call in there, and I'd like to say hi to Karen if she's listening.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks a lot.
583-8803-589-WAKY. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm calling in for the show call.
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason that I was calling in this...
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
The reason that I was calling in to give my opinion, I believe that in the beginning God did create the earth and made the image of man and woman.
Okay.
And it isn't for the people to really wonder, you know, whether he did put us here and why he put us here. We're not to wonder.
Why?
And I believe... 100% in the Bible, and it hadn't been changed any.
Why are we, you say we're not to wonder, why not?
Well, the more you question, the more you're going to wonder, and the more doubts you're going to have in the Bible. And I believe if you believe in God, you're going to believe in His Word.
Okay, but how do we know for sure that the Bible is God's Word?
That's just something we have to take a chance at on belief.
Well, but there's somebody could hand us, say, the Satanic Bible and say, this is God's Word. And if it was drilled into us from the time we were born, we'd have the same thing, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's just, you know, the way that my parents have brought me up.
Yeah.
And it's just the way that I believe.
Okay.
And I know that prayers have been answered for me.
Yeah.
And I know that it has to be... someone that's great above all to have answered all these.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the proofs that religious people give of the existence of God is the power of prayers. And, you know, I can say that prayer does work, but I'm not sure that I believe the Bible.
Yeah. Well, that's every person has their own opinion.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that I don't believe it either. I believe, you know, like I said before, I believe some of the stories, but I don't believe the conclusions, the reasons for the stories that the authors of the Bible drew.
Yeah. Well, we know that he did die to save us all from our sins. That's what I believe.
Okay. So you do believe the Bible, the story of creation, as it is written in the Bible?
Yes, I do.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you.
583-8803-589-WAKY. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, Mike?
Yeah.
This is Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the evolution, right?
Right.
You know, I believe in the Bible about, you know, when God created the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way up. It starts at Genesis, you know?
Right.
And, you know, God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let him dominate over the fish and the seas, and the fowl, and air, and the cattle, right?
Right.
But, you know, people talk about evolution, about the Bible, too. Like, there's really more than one Bible, you know. There's the Jewish Bible, and the Hindu, and the Arabian, and all different kind of Bible. And except the only people that really don't use the Bible is atheists, right?
Well, I don't know.
You know, you know, about the evolution, we come from the sea. We evolve from the sea, and we come from fish.
Yeah.
I just can't see it like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, if we come from the sea, then how come the scientists haven't figured out the way that we can live back in the sea? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We can go back.
Mm-hmm.
But they have figured a way we come up from Adam and Eve. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Through the times.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all. That's all. I just wanted to get in.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
You going to have it tomorrow night, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Wacky. The numbers are 583-8803-589-WAKY. The numbers are open now. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
I'm on the air, man. I want to talk about what you just asked that other man, you know.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, don't listen to your radio. We're on a delay system.
I don't believe in it because you know.
Yeah, don't listen to your radio. We're on a delay system. It can be confusing.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't believe in it because, see, some parts of it are true and some of it are not.
You mean the Bible?
Yeah, in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I don't believe that there's one higher God or one lower, you know, because everybody's high, you know.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes sometimes, you know, people just get mixed up. That was just kings back in them old days, you know, just saying all that just to...
Okay, so where do you think man came from?
Man, it's from evolution, man. It can't be from no higher God, man. Everybody got a different God, and everybody believes in their God, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in evolution as the scientists teach it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, then I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Life as we know it, this is from a book, life as we know it is entirely interdependent upon other forms of life. Nothing lives or dies of itself. The question to evolutionists is, which evolved first, the corn or the bee? Did the bee evolve slowly for thousands, millions, or billions of years independent of the corn stalks, the flowers, and the pollens from growing things, which are the source of his life? Did the flowers, grasses, trees, and grains all evolve slowly and gradually over a period of millions or billions of years independent of the bee, upon whom they must rely for their very continuation of life? So the question is, you got all these things, like the bee is dependent upon the flower, and the flower dependent upon the bee, each to live. How is it possible, then, that they evolve separately?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, no.
Well, you know, that's...
Because it all depends on what you're thinking about, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. 583-8803, 589-WAKY, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes, I don't believe this whole bit about the evolution and that bit about Adam and Eve. I can't quite get onto that either.
Okay, so what do you believe?
Well, I believe that, I really don't know what to believe because there's really too much, really too many different, different stories of it in the Bible.
Yeah.
And it can confuse a lot of people on with different editions of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's really all what I wanted to say.
All right, thanks a lot for calling.
Okay.
583-8803, 589-WAKY, God or evolution. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello. I couldn't help but hearing what you were saying about the evolution and how the bee evolved independently of the grasses and all.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm in college, and I just took a class in evolution.
Uh-huh.
And I think that the bee and the grass didn't evolve independent of each other. They evolved dependently of each other. And if you believe in the scientific aspect of it, the conditions on the earth, as they were in the beginning, so to speak, were completely different than they were today. The atmosphere was CO2, which is carbon dioxide, and now it is oxygen, of course. And supposedly, what the scientists believe is that the way the conditions were, an amino acid was developed, and then from there it grew into the plants, which grew, which give off oxygen, and they, so to speak, polluted the atmosphere. And from there, everything just evolved as a matter of survival. That's how animals evolved, so they could survive. And the plants just went on evolved as they could. And it just seemed like a very logical, it was the first very logical theory that I ever heard that really made more sense than the Adam and Eve. And I was raised in a Catholic family.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, even when I was going to a Catholic school, it just seemed like a fairy tale, the Adam and Eve story.
Okay. Okay. Where are the links that, say, link mankind to the apes or whatever that mankind supposedly evolved from?
What do you mean by the links?
Well, you've got the apes that are separate, and you've got mankind that are separate. There's nothing to link the two, and it has been suggested that mankind came from the apes.
Well, it's very possible, because it was just like life just started in such a low form, if you understand what I'm saying, by the amino acids and the proteins and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it is an evolution thing, and or if you believe in evolution, that some things just adapted to the point where they could survive the best. And some of the apes, you know, if you believe in the Cro-Magnon and where the two groups separated, the two separate ape groups separated, you almost have to have taken, you know, you have to be into evolution to understand.
Yeah, but the point being, there is no direct intermediate link between, say, the apes and men.
Oh, but I believe there is.
There's not, though. There's not a half ape, half man.
No, there isn't, because there was a break-off in the evolutionary... If you look at an evolutionary tree, there was a break-off where
they can't explain it.
To be very, you know, where you say, like, a gorilla, pick a gorilla, and, you know, a man, and one group went off to the side where they stayed ape-like, and another group went off to the side where they became evolved into what is now considered to be man.
But supposedly the changes occurred slowly over millions and millions of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so there would be intermediate species, and there's not.
Well, they haven't found it yet. The decay of the earth, or, you know, the decaying process, they've lost the link somewhere. But I really believe it's there.
And if you look at the fossil record, you will find the same thing. You'll find you have separate species, but no links between them.
I don't know what to say. It's just, to me, this was the first really logical explanation I'd ever heard, aside from Adam and Eve.
Okay.
And to me, it's much more believable to think of it as happening that way than to think of Adam and Eve.
All right, let me ask you this then. Do you believe that evolution is God's tool, or do you reject God now?
I don't know. That's a very difficult question for me to answer.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm at a point now where I don't really know what I think, because, like you were discussing prayer earlier, I do know there's a great power in prayer.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just that your mind is that powerful, because you only use 10% of your mind, supposedly.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, do things like that with your mind. Or if there is really such a supreme being, I'm just at a transition point. I really don't know.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult thing to decide.
Well, I'll tell you where I am. I'm at the point where I don't accept the story of creation in the Bible, but on the other hand, I don't accept evolution.
Well, what I'm saying is evolution was the most logical story I'd ever heard.
Well, to me...
The most logical explanation I've heard.
To me, neither one are logical.
Well, you know, man, you got to figure it out for yourself, I guess.
Okay.
Thanks for talking.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 583-8803, 583-8804, 583-8805, and 589-WAKY. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Okay.
This is Brenda.
Uh-huh.
The lady that was just talking, you know, was talking, about evolution.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in evolution. And I am a God-fearing girl, therefore I believe in God. But when you say you believe in God, that could cover 100 million aspects.
Yeah.
As you know, God works in many strange ways. And nobody has brought this up. Maybe I'm a little far out, but I believe it. When God spoke of Adam and Eve, it's going to be kind of hard to get across what I want to get across.
Well, you can try.
As you know, there are so many different races of man. The Negro, the Japanese, you know, with the slanted eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, all these could not have descended from Adam and Eve.
Why not?
From just two individuals.
Why not?
Put here. All this would have been mixed up rather than all just... you take two people and you're not going to get all these different variations. Look at how mixed up the Americans are, you know, with them being a mixture of all different continents.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese wouldn't have had strictly slant eyes. The Negroes wouldn't have been strictly black.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? All this would have been a mixed up concoction.
Okay, let me give you this theory. Suppose back in history, say a couple thousand years ago, there was a great cosmic upheaval in which, another planet perhaps came very close to Earth.
Oh, you're saying extraterrestrial?
Yeah.
Yes, well, this is what I was going to say.
Okay, suppose, there was a lot of radioactivity involved, and these were mutations.
That could be. Well, that's what I was going to say, that to me, the extraterrestrial point is what I have come to believe. I don't believe in evolution.
Yeah.
And I believe they can hunt all they want to, but I don't believe they're going to find, the missing link.
I don't either.
As I say, we misinterpret. There are lots of parts of the Bible that we don't understand. And when the part was, got the point about Adam and Eve,
yeah.
God might have meant more than just one. You know, there might have been an Adam and Eve, as I say, from different planets.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people, disagree because they don't believe in extraterrestrial life, but, there have been several programs on lately on TV
mm-hmm.
about that, and it's almost impossible, if you look at all the aspects, to just deal that out.
Okay.
You know, because they'd had, like there were maps and things that there wasn't any way that they could have been drawn except by, from an observation point, you know, in outer space.
Yeah.
And as I say, I believe in the extraterrestrial way. As I say, there are different ways that you can interpret Adam and Eve. Because, as I say, it could have been, it is really a kind of a mixed up question, you know, because it's hard to say, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling. Okay. 583-8803-589-WAKY. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
WKLO.
No, this is wacky. This is wacky. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand about this missing link thing.
Well, the point being that the theory of evolution says that all the creatures on Earth developed from a basic form of life that was probably originated in the oceans of the world sometime millions and millions of years ago. Anyway, this one creature, you know, one cell or whatever it was, eventually evolved into more complex life form and eventually came on the land. And so all the life as we know it today came from this creature.
Uh-huh.
So if that were true, there would be links between the different things, like there would be a direct link between, say, man and the ape if man came from the ape.
Yeah.
And there is no direct link. There would be links between birds and reptiles, and there are no direct links.
Well, I mean, is it just scientists can't find one, or
They can't find them.
Oh. Well, what about this, the bees and the grain interdependent on each other? I didn't understand that either.
Okay, well, the thing there was, is you have, say, corn. Okay, corn depends on the bee to pollinize it. And similarly, the bee depends on the corn to produce, the pollen or whatever for it. You know, they depend on each other to live.
Yeah.
So they would both have to develop equally, which, you know, it seems very difficult to accomplish.
Yeah, well, see, like, I don't think man came from, like, the bees, the grain or anything. Like, I sort of think he came from a reefer, you know?
Would you explain that?
Well, you know those little brown things in a reefer and everything?
Uh-huh.
Like, those are the cells in a man, you know, when you get high.
Uh-huh.
Like the sky and the blue. Like, you're all spaced out all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's all I
got to
say.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thanks for calling. It's 324. This is a wacky talk show. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to know one thing. That's all I want to know.
Okay.
I just, like I sit up and I rack my brain. God created heaven and earth, right?
Well, according to...
It's supposed to be like that.
According to the Bible.
All right, well, who created God?
Well, if you believe in the Bible, that's one of the problems you've got to face. But according to the Bible, God is from everlasting to everlasting, which means that He's always been here and always will be.
But somebody created Him.
Well, that's the way we view things. If you look at where we are now, no matter how you accept the fact, you know, that we got here, either through evolution or through God or through whatever, if you keep going back, eventually you're going to ask the question, how did it all start, and you're not going to be able to answer it.
I know, and that's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's all I want to know.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling. Okay, it's 325, and this is Wacky. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to know, you know, I heard a conversation about, you know, about the thing, the change of people, though. But I heard in the Bible that Jesus, you know, his hair was like wool and feet like brass, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't say his hair could be like that if he was a white man, you know. I don't really understand that.
Well, that was in Revelation, and it's talking about his second coming, that his hair will be like fine wool and his feet like brass. That's what he looked like at his second coming. That's his heavenly body, so forth, his spiritual body or something.
Yeah, but...
That was not his earthly body. That's not what he looked like on Earth.
So, how do it work like that, you know? How could he be white if his hair was like wool?
Well, like I said, that was his heavenly body, when he supposedly is going to come back again. His heavenly body, okay?
Now, I don't understand really, though, but I'm going to let you go.
Okay. 583-8803-589-WAKY. Good morning. You're on the air. This is Wacky. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling into the show.
Yeah.
Are we on now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is talking about evolution.
Right.
Well, I believe the Bible and what the Bible has to say about the story of creation.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe what it says, just flat out.
Just because it's the Bible, or why?
Yes, just because it's in the Bible, just because it the Word of God says so.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to come to a point in my life where I accepted it just like it was, just like the Bible said, either believe it or disbelieve it.
Yeah, so you just take it sort of on faith, kind of.
Well, you see, there's no other way you can do it.
Yeah, so you don't really have any absolute proof. It's just on faith, and it seems to work well for you with the other.
Well, no, you don't have any proof, and I don't have any proof, and nobody has any proof. This is something that you read, and you either accept or you reject.
Mm-hmm.
And something further happened. My wife was healed of an incurable disease in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
And I either had to accept that as being of the Lord or being from the devil.
Yeah.
And so I accepted that as, I feel like there's only two powers in the world today, and that's the power of evil and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is working a little bit backwards, and this is not proof, but it sure made me believe a whole lot more in what the Bible said. And then I began to see other people healed and began to see other things that took place, like in the book of Acts, when the Holy Spirit came and people were healed, and the whole charismatic renewal and revival among the churches and so forth. I began to see today what was happening in the Scriptures, and this made me believe even more in all of the Bible because of one specific thing that happened in my own life.
Yeah.
And, of course, this doesn't happen in everybody's life, but I believed before, but... you know, it was one of those things that you just had to step out by faith and accept.
Mm-hmm.
And now I even believe stronger because of what's happened in my own family and in my own life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what else can anybody really say except that you know, if we understood, we would be God, or we would have... you know, we would have the answer some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as finite beings, we don't have this. No one can create life. I think there's more to this than just a biological sort of a thing.
Yeah.
You understand there's meaning and purpose and all of this. I mean, what is man here for? There's more to it than just a biological sort of thing.
Right. Okay, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Okay, it's 3:30. This is a Wacky Talk Show. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got two questions to ask you. This is Danny again.
Yeah.
I called earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, first thing I want to ask you, do you believe there's a heaven and a hell?
Well, I'm not sure. I believe if there is a heaven and a hell, that, hell, I think, is just being dead. When you die.
I mean, from the Bible's point of view, I mean, do you believe there's a heaven? You know, like, they say that there's a mansion and there's gates that you walk in. There won't, like they say, my mom teaches Sunday school and everything, you know.
I don't believe in anything like that, no.
I mean, you know, like they say there won't be no sickness, there won't be no death and all this.
I believe that's possible. That there's a place conceivable that there would be no sickness or no death, but I don't believe in heaven the way you're talking about it, or probably hell the way you're thinking about it.
Okay, do you believe there's a hell, like, you know, that you'll burn forever and all this?
No.
I mean, do you believe in that?
No.
You don't?
No.
What makes you believe that? What you know, or I mean, what you've been told, or what?
Okay, first of all, if there is a God, and he's the way he is and the supposed to be in the Bible, he is a kind, loving, forgiving God, and he would not burn anyone in hell forever.
Well, what my mom has taught me and everything, my mom's told me, said that, like, if you live by the Bible, I mean, you know, like the way it says in the Bible, every day and every day, I mean, there's no way that you won't go to heaven. I mean, if you've been saved and all this.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, let me ask you, do you go to church every Sunday? I mean...
No, I don't, but let's get this to evolution, okay?
Okay, well, okay. I just want to call and ask you, you know, that way.
Okay, well, that you know, that's about as all I want to say right now. We maybe get on that topic another morning.
Okay. Well, what time does this end?
It ends at 4:30.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. This is Wacky. You're on the air.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
This is Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in reference to the guy that called earlier that wanted to know about who created God.
Yeah.
I think that it could very possibly be a chance that if a planet passed by very closely,
mm-hmm.
or maybe something was wrong with it and someone could have sent someone else off that planet onto this planet to create it, or they just might have wanted to create another planet that they could have sent our supposedly guide to create it, and that's how it all started. And these so-called UFOs could be, for all we know, God's servants watching over us.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to Terry.
All right. Hello, Terry.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Well,
this is the Wacky Talk Show. The numbers are 583-8803 and 589-WAKY. Good morning. You're on the air.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
This is Dave. I had a call back up again to tell you that, you know, the boy I called him a while ago and asked, you know, why is his hair like wool, you know, if
yeah.
it's white?
Yeah.
Well, it says in Revolutions, the first page of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14 says, his head and his hair were like wool, as white as snow. They were like it, but they weren't wool, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I want to say, well.
All right, thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, bye.
Okay. This is Wacky, you're on the air.
Okay, a guy called two calls ago, and he said, you know, the planets may have gotten close and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a thought to leave with him then. Who created the guy that came off the first planet then?
Okay.
Okay, that is all. Good night.
Thanks a lot for calling. This is Wacky. The numbers are 583-8803, 589-WAKY. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say about the... I need to get to the real true story of creation. That you have to believe basically in the story of Adam and Eve and then take the evolution from then. I think the Adam and Eve story is... Adam and Eve, there is more than one Adam, and there is more than one Eve. I think Adam is man, and Eve is woman.
Yeah.
And from there, you have to you go and take a... Let me turn this radio down.
Oh, okay.
Then, like, you get your races would evolve from there.
Yeah.
Just like with animals.
So you don't believe in evolution of life from one common source. You believe that each thing was created separately, like a man was created a man, a dog was created a dog, and a fish was created a fish. You don't believe they evolved from the same source.
Right. I think, like, you have many different kinds of fish.
Yeah.
All right, say there was one... a male and a female fish were created, and then the different kind of fishes may have evolved from them.
Yeah, I see.
And then, like, there was Adam was stood for man, and Eve represented woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything, you know, like, would have evolved from there. Like, you'd have to go from there and get your different forms of evolution.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
No, I think that pretty well sums it up.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right.
This is Wacky, you're on the air. This is Wacky, you're on the air. Hello?
I'd like to say, you know, we didn't start from nothing.
Yeah.
And the scientists, you know, used to say that the U.S. was covered by water.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, that fits in with Noah's flood and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible doesn't rule out, you know, making beings on other planets.
Yeah. Okay.
And they said it was impossible for man to build the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there had to be somebody else.
Yeah. So you think that maybe another planet, the beings from another planet, is how we got our start?
Maybe. It all fits in with evolution. You know, the Bible and evolution fit in together.
Okay, how does evolution fit in?
Like the flood, Noah's flood.
Yeah.
They said the U.S., scientists say the U.S. was covered with water.
Yeah, but that's the fact that the U.S. might have been covered with water has nothing to do with evolution, though. Evolution says that all life came from a single bit of life that evolved from the sea. And over millions of years, it changed into life as we know it.
You know, we didn't start from nothing. There had to be something.
Okay. Anything else?
They said there used to be a 10th planet.
Yeah.
In our solar system.
Mm-hmm.
They might have came from them.
Okay.
They might have, you know, been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And when they found that their planet was going to go, they might have just been far enough along to come to Earth and start up here.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling, okay?
Thank you.
This is Wacky. The numbers are 583-8803-589-WAKY. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
This is Jim.
Uh-huh.
How you doing?
All right. How are you?
All right. I know your views on the theological side.
My views change day to day.
They do.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
Well, they didn't used to, but they do.
Yeah. Well, I think you've got some pretty constant views, really.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I wanted to ask you before my time's up here, what do you think about the divine creator?
What do you mean? Do you think that there was a divine creation at one time?
There had to be.
Yeah. Well, I really don't know. It seems to me that it's just as logical to assume that all the things in the universe were here as there is to assume that a God was here and he made all the things in the universe.
True.
That
means there has to be a divine creator, right?
Well, it means... not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No.
How do you mean?
Well, like if everything was here to start with... you know, that's just as logical as to say that there was a God here to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one is as logical to the as the other. You know, so you could have God who made everything, or you could have everything without God.
Here for a God.
Hmm? What?
Everything was made by God, or you have a God to make everything.
No, everything was just here.
Well,
everything just popped into being. You follow?
Okay, then.
All right. Thanks a lot for
calling. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, it's you get a problem like that where you trace it back to the very beginning and there's really no logical answer because something had to, you know, either be here all the time, and it could be either God, as the Bible says, who created everything, or it could be the earth as we know it, or the, you know, perhaps everything was just one small thing of mass and, you know, it exploded like the Great Explosion Theory or whatever. It's hard to say what happened when you go back that far. It's 3:39, and this is Wacky. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to just go over here in the book of Revelation.
Okay.
Here, that guy said, who created God? In verse 11, it says, I am the Alpha and Omega. This is chapter 1, verse 11 in the book of Revelation. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last.
Yeah.
In verse 8, the beginning and the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And then back in chapter 22, verse 13, I am Alpha and Omega,
mm-hmm.
the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, it's nothing new. This is Wacky. You're on the air.
On the air now?
Yeah, right now.
I believe in the Bible. I don't believe in the theory of evolution.
Okay, why do you believe in the Bible?
Well, I believe in the power of God to create what he said he created.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that every watch has a watchmaker.
Yeah.
No watch could just evolve and come together.
Yeah.
And have a 24-hour period on this watch, just as I believe this world could not evolve in a 24-hour day, and the sun and the moon and the stars be placed as they are in a perfect order
mm-hmm.
in the universe, because it's just not logical. These things would just happen to be there in a certain way, in a certain arranged in the way that they're arranged.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be a higher power to put these things in the universe as they are in order.
Yeah.
And I believe in God because of the birds and the trees and the flowers being as they are
yeah.
in perfect. No man can make a tree.
Yeah.
And I believe that no man can make a human being. You take the birth of a child, the birth of a baby, and how a baby is made. No man could do this. There had to be a higher power to do this.
Yeah.
And this is Betty Floyd speaking from the Oklahoma Church of Christ. And if anyone wants a further study of this, we would be glad to study with them on
okay.
anything concerning this.
Okay, you mentioned the birds, and that's another problem that...